SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Just in, another inflation update. The government reports producer prices surged last month, rising 0.9% from June and 3.3% from a year ago.
Today's July numbers from the Labor Department compare with the June report, which showed no change from May, reflecting price stability up to that point, coming after only a slight rise of 0.3% from April. Again, by comparison year over year, economists had expected a 2.4% increase in July, in line with June's mark of 2.3%, which had been the smallest increase since a year ago September. The PPI numbers come in the wake of Tuesday's inflation report, which held steady at 2.7%. George Williams, Washington.
Prepping for tomorrow's Alaska summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin, President Trump asked whether Russia will face any consequences if it doesn't quickly agree to quit the war in Ukraine.
Yes, they will. Yeah.
There will be consequences. Sanctions, tariffs?
There will be very severe consequences.
If tomorrow's initial meeting goes well, the president hopes for a second one relatively soon. Several sheriff's deputies shot while executing warrants in Southern Virginia were shaken up, but they're said to be doing just fine.
Pennsylvania County Sheriff Michael Taylor said the warrants were for brandishing a firearm and trespassing. The deputies were also serving a protective order. Sheriff Taylor told reporters there was an hours-long standoff, but it ended peacefully and with a suspected shooter in custody.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett, apparently those sheriff's deputies were hit with shrapnel, not actual gunfire. Was the first day of class for youngsters in Leander, Texas, near Austin. Their school bus rolled over on a rural road. Multiple students injured, one said to be suffering life-threatening injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 126. This is SRN News. Drag queen bingo causing an uproar in New York.
Public outrage has led to the cancellation of a fundraiser by the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. The organization, which says its mission is to protect vulnerable kids from harm, had been planning to host a bingo night featuring a performance by a drag queen. When word got out to the local community, it rebelled, some pointing out the strange irony of the center putting on a show that experts say would actually harm children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is ramping up its efforts to get Bibles into the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution is the worst. ICC says we are working with our in-country staff, partner organizations, and local churches to distribute audio Bibles, among other forms of the scriptures, digital Bibles on USB drives and MP3 devices, and, of course, physical Bibles in the desired languages. This is SRN News. They are breathing a sigh of relief in Juneau, Alaska. Officials in Alaska's capital credit new sandbag-style barriers along the Mendenhall River with preventing the kind of devastating flooding that the city has seen in recent years. Texas Governor Abbott ridiculing Democrats are fleeing the state to block a vote that will create 5 new congressional districts.
Governor Abbott used an appearance on the Salem radio network to mock the Democrats for fleeing the Lone Star State, something out of character, he says, with the values that helped found the state with battles like the Alamo.
What the Alamo was all about was Texans staying and fighting despite the odds that they were going to lose their life. And we've been having that fighting spirit ever since then, except for the Democrats.
Abbott says he'll call one special session after the other if that's what it takes to allow for a vote. Bob Agner reporting.
More details, SRNnews.com.